Blog Talk Radio.
And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. In the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm.
Free and
In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible for those who believe, and I believe. Nothing is too difficult.
escucho bien.
Oh. the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm.
Place. No limits. Don't resist the move of God that's taking place. And brothers and sisters, there is an awesome move of God taking place around this world in these United States of America. To God be the glory. Don't let nobody fool you. It ain't over. It's just starting. And you know why? Because God answers the prayers of his people. So, Father God, good morning, good morning, good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning. Lord Jesus, good morning. Father God, good morning, and Holy Spirit, good morning. Brothers and sisters, I'm just full of the expectations of God. Yeah. I just believe we ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. You know why? Because God always prepares a people. Whenever he's getting ready to manifest his glory on this earth, he never does anything without telling the prophets. But he just never does anything, brothers and sisters, without preparing you and letting you know. He lets us know. So, Father God, I just want to thank you this morning. Those of you that don't know, you need to check the Spreaker, because I came on, just like I said, at 12 noon, and I came back because God unloosed that at 6. But the anointing is still there, but I'm moving on this morning. Because I'm in a flow with God and I can't go backwards. So, you know, go to Spreaker, download the 12 noon, because the anointing is not going to kick in without, you see, God does stuff in steps. I'm trying to God is trying to get you on that level where you got to be. Because God is manifesting his glory on this earth realm. And I just thank him that I'm a part of it. I just thank him that I live and I'm living to see it. Because you know what? It's just starting. It's starting. It's already starting. Started. So good morning, Father God. We come before you this morning knowing that goodness and mercy follow us. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Why? Because you've taken the limitations off us and we're not resisting you. So I'm going to talk about abusers and the abuse, because I started talking about that as we were going into the mercy gifting. Because God loves the abused, but he loves the abuser too. God hates witchcraft, and witches are abomination to him. So prepare for this message, abusers and the abused, which is, I'm just going back where we left off, and I'm going to take it all the way through to the end. Don't resist, because we all been abused. We all been abusers. Maybe we said something in the wrong way. But, you know, I ask God to forgive me for having abused anybody unintentionally, because I hate abuse. But I know that we have to extend mercy. And I'm so happy that that gift of mercy is flowing, so that I can extend mercy to those that have abused me. And so can you. So as you listen to this, I want you now to use that gift of mercy. And I want you to extend mercy to anyone that has ever abused you in any way, through words, deeds, actions, thoughts. And understand this. If they had a better revelation of it, like me, if I had a better revelation of it, I wouldn't have done it, because it was not intentional. So if I have abused you, or you felt like I abused you this morning, I want to say I apologize. I want you to hear me say, I am godly sorry about it. And it wasn't even until God showed me that I realized I've abused, not intentionally. But see, if you don't change to the level that God is bringing your heart to, you can't help but abuse people. So I'm going to share this message with you that God shared with me. And he told me, in the kingdom of God, I'm going to meet many people, especially now that he's bringing them in, who have been battered, molested, abused sexually, psychologically, physiologically, mentally, spiritually. And the key to their healing, the key to their healing is mercy. Because they have legions of demons, like I used to have, and they don't know they have them. So God said to me, he said, you know this, Erica, you're going to have to pray with them. You're going to have to fellowship with abusers and the abused. And he told me, and we did it yesterday. We repented, renounced, and asked for mercy for every person that has been abused or is being abused or has walked through abuse. And like God said, brothers and sisters, for every person abused, the fact is that there is also an abuser. So I thought, you know, who is an abuser? How do they become abusers? And you know what? The Holy Spirit said only 10% of them are mentally ill, but they are all demon oppressed or demonically influenced and infested. He began to break them down, and I'm going to break them down with you in about 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Ask God to give you mercy, to give out. You already have the gift of mercy. To give it out to all those that are demon oppressed, demon influenced, and demon infested. Because these are the ones that Satan has predestined, preordained to wear out the very patience of the saints. I'll be back. The abused and the abuser, what we talked about this morning. Abusers and the abused cannot be put into a category. They're often charming and intelligent. Most of the time, highly intelligent. However, because of the demonic integration that has taken place within them, they can also be emotionally immature, socially inadequate, and spiritually depleted of the knowledge of real love. Abusers and the abused are often found working in service-oriented occupations, ministries, counselors, pastors, worship leaders, youth leaders, prayer ministers, just to name a few areas of leadership that they generally can hold within a church. These abusers and the abused many times have a conscious desire to help others, unconsciously motivated by a self-centered need to find well-being and fulfillment through those to whom they can, listen to me, dominate. You see, generally, early in life, an abuser or abusee, the person that has been abused and or is being abused, may have been unwanted, not valued, not nurtured by parents physically, physiologically, or emotionally. Somehow neglected. The abusers, in a lot of situations, themselves were physically, emotionally, spiritually, or sexually abused. Many times, these abusers and the abused have been torn apart by criticism or smothered by possessiveness and are out of control themselves because they are operating, under the demonic control of evil, unclean, familiar spirits. Now, many times, the abusers and the abused were abused due to cultural rituals and superstitions. But for every abused person we see who is affected by abusive response, demonic mechanisms of bad and or uncontrollable evil spirits, brothers, sisters, that cause them to become, strongly performance-oriented. However, with that, they also develop a sense of ineffectuality because these abused people, remember, God doesn't see any difference, hallelujah, between the abuser and the abused. That's why it takes mercy. These abused people will have many times a belief system operating within them that is demonically inspired. But this belief system has them believing that it is dangerous to express their true feelings. And so they suppress the feelings that they feel within them because they are not capable of realizing that there are demons in these feelings, demons inspiring these feelings, and the demons are operating in their reality subconsciously, and that the demons in many, 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 and most cases are responsible for the act of them suppressing. The demonically abused or demon-inspired abuser will then begin to build defensive walls that actually work to enforce and increase their own demonic system or their own demonic stronghold, since they're working in the human family or the people that the abused had considered safe. The demons now totally convince them that they're not safe and that they do not have a place for them to be safe any longer. So later in their life, the abused and the abuser may become even angrier and angrier to the point that they develop inward rage that causes them to be super judgmental, super manipulative, and they have an inward fear of intimacy, brothers and sisters. Sometimes they have a tremendous need to punish or defile anyone who they deem, who they decide is weaker than them, or that they decide is susceptible to their control, their domination, their manipulation. Because the demons inside of them will tell them that this is going to put you above them, and this is going to put you, because what these people, that the abused and the abuser is searching for, brothers and sisters, is a need for the gratification for something that cannot be satisfied because it's demonic in nature. God loves the abusers, and God loves the abused. But the one thing you've got to understand, they are very damaged people, that they are in need of much love, much acceptance, much affirmation, much healing. They cannot take rejection, and they cannot take browbeating. Brothers and sisters, the abused and the abusers need deep intercession and forgiveness. Saying that, we're not saying that their sin should be minimized or condoned. There are reasons for it, but not excuses. Ministry, fellowship, and even friendship to the abusers and the abused require the unconditional power of the love of God. And these people need merciful, you hear me? Merciful confrontation through love and not hammering. It might seem like an old excuse, but it's true, that most abusers have been themselves abused in some way, and their sin is a poor response to this. But you see, God is sending them to church. God is sending them to you and me. We're the church. And when fellowshipping, befriending, in some cases, ministering to anyone, be it the abuser or the abused, we must never lay any blame on them for that abuse. It may help them to forgive if they can understand where the abuser was coming from. But the Holy Spirit is saying, don't minimize the crime. It's not the abused person's fault that they were abused. They have enough false and true guilt to cope with without this being implied to them. The Lord is telling us a crucial factor in dealing with the abused and the abuser is to go slowly. Be gentle. Be truthful, and let God himself, by way of his own Holy Spirit, do the work. Because, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit wants us to know, it's all too easy to re-abuse a wounded person that you're trying to help. You're going to find a lot of them with all these various religions being exposed for their sexual immorality and their sexual sins. Most of the sexually abused you will openly find will be women. Because unfortunately, men don't often present themselves willingly for this type of ministry. But God says that there are many, many abused men among them. God said he's raising up safe men. Safe men who can stand in for men in general. When you have, or he makes you to become a safe man, the healing anointing will flow with these safe men. God is saying to me that we got to anoint them with oil. We got to bless them. We got to reassure them that the Holy Spirit is in the process of routing out and stirring up those demons. God is telling me that we have to tell the abused and the abuser that they have demons hidden within them that have to be discerned, that have to be exposed. Why? Because those demons have been transferred to them. Are you hearing me? The demons were transferred to the abused. The hidden demons have been transferred to the abuser. And these demons believe that they have rights directly related to the original abuse. Now listen to me. Even if the original abuse took place over hundreds of years ago or longer, even although this spirit may or may not have been generational, the spirits of abuse can be 100 years old and still have traffic through familiar spirits, through that family line. And this is what made the grandpa abuser. This is what made the daddy an abuser. This is what makes the son an abuser. This is what made, excuse me, the mother an abuser. The great-great-grandmother abuser. Even if the abuse took place over 100 years ago, the demons believe that they have rights directly related to the original abuse or the origin of the sin that allowed their original root system to form. And if salvation never came to or comes within that family line, then those spirits have a legal right. They have a legal right to operate within that family line over centuries, years, until the sin is cut off and the spirits are cast out in Jesus' name. I need to make a point here. The Bible gives no clear teaching about masturbation. In Leviticus 15:16, it talks about a man being spiritually unclean after ejaculation. Similarly to a woman being unclean following the menstrual cycle. But it says nothing about the sin. Masturbation is sinful when it is accompanied by fantasy. When euphoria following climax becomes a substitute, thus becoming an idol. Masturbation is, as I said, sinful when it is a substitute for godly sex within a marriage relationship and a breaking of intimacy. Masturbation can easily be turned into a crazy demon-inspired obsession. and a real basis for future and much more serious preoccupied sexual abuse for both an abuser and the abused. This is why recognizing the seeds and the roots of the initial demons and the circumstances under which created the demonic stronghold through abuse is important. Along with the forgiving of the appropriate persons, including oneself. Abused persons and abuser persons are continually in the middle of an ongoing battle between the spirit, the soul, and the flesh. These abusers, the abused and the abusers, are continually trying to lessen the struggle in the flesh. They're continually trying to overcome their demons by willpower, and this only increases the problem. Those that have been abused and that are being abused have to understand that by willfully releasing the struggle to the Lord and by allowing God's Holy Spirit to begin to reroute their soul, restore their soul, rebuild their will back to God for deliverance, brothers and sisters. Because most of the time, there is a spirit of sexual lust or perversion. There will be incubus, succubus, demons that accompany sexual sin that must be dealt with, but always in conjunction with healing, healing of the roots, healing of the seeds of these spirits. They must be discerned, bound up, and cast out in the name of Jesus. With that thought in mind, I have to warn all ministers, prayer warriors, all people praying for these abused and the abusers. You are at risk. You will be at risk for the transference of spirits. There are respectable men and women who love God and seek to serve Him, yet secretly in their hearts, they are prisoners of Jezebelic spirits of domination, manipulation, and control. Even now, these abused and the abusers are deeply ashamed of their secret bondage within their own thought lives with regards to fantasy, lust, pornography, and sexual sin. They are deeply ashamed on the inside, to the point that they can barely control their desires for men and or women, whichever the case may be. When asked to pray with them and for them, brothers and sisters, bind up transference of spirits, bind up shame and guilt, bind up repression of sexual sins and fleshly addictions. The Holy Spirit was letting me know that this is going to be the church's greatest obstacle to effective evangelism, awakening, and revival today. Because so much spiritual adultery through the transference of spirits is a danger for every person called to help those who unknowingly have submitted themselves, brothers and sisters, to the help of the abused and the abuser. the Holy Spirit was showing me that the real danger is that spiritual adultery often leads to physical adultery. Spiritual adultery, in case you don't know what it is, spiritual adultery involves the giving to any other person anything of yourself that rightfully belongs only to your spouse. And this can include your heart, your confidences, your hopes, your dreams, your pain, and your shame. As you are praying with these people that God is sending in to be made free, spirit, soul, and body, there must be a true confession of sin. There must be an acknowledgement of all personal responsibility. The Holy Spirit said people involved in these sins and its abuses must be shown that it's okay. It's okay to feel pain one more time, because God is going to heal it. It's okay. It's okay that He is only revealing their past to heal their future. It's okay that they got to be healed on the inside so that the wounding that has taken place, that the scars can be removed from the outside. You got to tell them, God said, that the inner healing of those inner wounds requires them to forgive, and it requires them to receive forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, God says it's not going to be easy, but it must be done. God said we got to tell the abused and the abusers that they got to meet Jesus in their sinful and painful situations. And they must not resist the power of God's Holy Spirit to help them. God said the biggest job we're going to have is to get them to receive deliverance and healing. To get them to understand that they were the victim, but they're not the victim anymore. And then God said, we're going to have to cast out all those evil, unclean spirits, all the evil human spirits, that unloose kindred spirits, that brought one abuse on top of another abuse on top of another abuse on top of another abuse. That all these demonic and evil human familiar spirits have to be replaced with holy, clean, Bible fellowship and Bible spiritual disciplining. God gave me Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. If somebody could put that up for me. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion, who satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Please understand this. Abusers and those that have been abused, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only one who permanently breaks your type of ungodly soul ties from abuse and abusing. Freedom, healing, restoration is coming to you from Jesus and Jesus alone. Along with the casting out of demons in the name of Jesus, we have to call back to the person, the abuser and the abused, anything of them still within the other person. And we have to send back to the other person any spirits lodged within them and God's Holy Spirit has to take the place that those spirits occupy. It has to be replaced with the power, the love, the peace, and the mercy of God. And then God said there are people who have been abused and they got ungodly soul ties still attached due to the hidden works of darkness. The Holy Spirit was showing me that sexual relationships, there are other forms of soul ties, both godly and ungodly, that have been and caused abuse spirits to be manifested in people. From friendships, siblings, family relationships, work, business colleagues, members of organizations, especially occult ones. When you get time, read 1 Samuel 18, how Jonathan became one in spirit with David. And he loved him as himself. You see, a Jezebelic ungodly soul tie developed between David and Saul, who tried to dominate, control, and eventually kill David. But there was a godly knitting of the soul of David and Jonathan. Through the love of God and through love, brothers and sisters. And people who have been abused and the abuser cannot distinguish the difference very clearly. Dealing with each of these soul ties may be carried out in a similar way, substituting confession and renunciation of the different sins as appropriate. Ungodly soul ties create a bonding which is empowered by Satan and must be broken if a person is to be set free and it remain permanently. You see, brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, we have the power, the authority, and the mercy to break bondages that Satan has put upon us and others through these ungodly abuses. Matthew 18:18. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Luke chapter 10, 18, 19. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He's fallen. He's fallen, and you've risen. You have been risen in Christ Jesus. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. these manifestations through abuse and abusing are not formed overnight. And the longer and stronger the tie, the more important it is to sever it, casting those demons out that are operating, hiding behind, in, or through them. It's going to take repentance, confession of personal responsibility, and sin from the abuser and the abusee. All abuse is ungodly. It's going to take us forgiving those who have manipulated or dominated. It's going to take us to have forgiveness towards the person and despise the evil demon, the evil human spirit. Brothers and sisters, this morning, by faith, just like a baby has to have his umbilical cord cut, we got to cut the umbilical cords to abuse. This morning, we're going to godly confront. We're going to end any ongoing ungodly relationship with abuse. We're going to ask Jesus to close any doors left open to the occult realm and within the soulish realm because of abuse. If you would join me in this prayer, I'm going to help myself and I'm going to help you. Because mercy has already broken through. Now you're going to make a voluntary decision, should you choose to, that is, to break all ungodly ties that have been established knowingly or unknowingly between any abuser or abuse and yourself. I can make a PDF of this prayer. If you desire it, you could call, you could text me at 843-217-2246. This is my own cell phone number I'm putting on here. I'm trying to make myself a bit more accessible. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to try. If you're ready, let's go. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I'm standing in the gap for my family line. On my mother's side, on my father's side, I'm standing in the gap for my wife or my husband. On their mother's side and their father's side. And right now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I destroy any spiritual bonding by faith between, name the abuser, if it's you, name yourself, or abuse that I have been used by Satan to bring about. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the power, canceling out any and all legal rights held by Satan. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to burn and destroy by your holy fire all that name the abusers or name the person that you have abused. Everybody, God, if I abuse them and don't even know it, had no recollection right now, forgive me. Jesus, take away from me all transference of spirits, all demonic manifestation, all demonic influence, all evil human spirits that has been placed upon me from their soul. And in the name of Jesus, right now I destroy any and all spirits of domination, manipulation, and or control. Lord Jesus, burn away and cleanse me from all soulish defilement and body memories of guilt and shame received through any abuse. And Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I am standing in the gap for my spouse. I'm standing in the gap for my children. Cleanse us. Restore unto us all that we have given away of our souls through ungodly relationship. Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I destroy, break every demonic spirit that has taken unfair advantage, cause any ungodly soul ties. I bind you spirits up right now. And in the name of Jesus, I command you, go! Cough it out. Go! Get out. Go! Loose me. Go! Loose my family line. Go, loose my wife. And in the name of Jesus, loose my husband. Loose my children. Loose us. Loose us. From the spirit of abuse. Go! Loose us. From the spirit of the abuser. Go! In the name of Jesus. Right now! every ungodly soul tie from abuse, from the abuser. Go, loose my mind. Go, loose my body. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now, repeat after me. I release. Name it, whatever. Satan, devils, demons. The human spirits of those that have been bound by abuse. Even to the point of the abuser, I release to you. And I release you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I place the blood of Jesus and the finished work of the cross of Christ between us. And I, as a personal act of my own will, choose to surrender myself to you, Lord Jesus, my Savior, and Lord Jesus, my Redeemer. Redeem the time. Redeem the loss. Redeem the relationship. Redeem the abuser, and redeem the abused. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on! Hit me! One more time!
Yes, sir. Hold a fight for my miracle.
What did it cost?
everybody out there, you've got a really queasy feeling in your stomach. I need to deal with that before I get off the line. Come out. Come out. Fear the deep-rooted abuse. Deep-rooted. Come on out. Come on out. Remember I told you, the longer, the stronger. The longer it's been there, the stronger the root and the seed of that thing is. Come on out the stomach. Up and out the stomach. Come up and out the stomach of that person. Whoever you are, you're having a little bit of a time because, you see, it might require some more work. But the beautiful thing is, it's already begun. Get up out the stomach. Come out the stomach. Come out the stomach. Go. 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 Let it come on up. You almost feel nauseous. That's how you feel right now. Nauseous. Come on up. Go to the bathroom and vomit it out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. You see, from the moment I started talking about this, that thing began to try to dig deeper in because it knew you were going to be restored. He knew that it had been called to judgment. Come on out the stomach. Get out the stomach. Get out of the stomach. Come on out. Up and out. Come on, up and out. You cannot stay there any longer. God has called you to judgment. Get out. Get out. Get out. It's feeling better. It's get out the stomach. Go. Come on out that stomach. Come out of the stomach. Go. Come on out the stomach. Some of you, That spirit is resting in your feet. Get out the feet. Oh, we done stirred up something here this morning. Go! Come on out the feet. Out. Somebody else is resting in your kidneys. Get up. Go to the bathroom. It's okay that, see, these spirits can come out of any opening you have. Your rectum, your vaginal area, your ears, your mouth, your eye. It can come out through your skin, through profuse sweating. It can come out through your menstrual cycle. Go! Come on out. It's God. Purge you anywhere you need purging. Why? Because he's your creator. He's your creator. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Come on out the stomach. But we might have to deal with this a little bit more. Because God has opened a door now. No man can shut it. Come on out. Come on out the stomach. Get out the stomach. I told you. Go! Come on out the stomach. Come out of the pit of the bowels. Come out the pit of the bowels. In the name of Jesus. Go! Come on out. That's right. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Some of you got a bad, bitter taste in your mouth. That's coming right straight from your kidneys. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Some of you are experiencing something in your rectum. Get out. That's because you've been sodomized. Go. Get out. Get out. Some of you, get out. Just get out. Every spirit of abuse, every spirit of the abuser, the Lord God rebuke you. Get out. Now. Get out. See, God is extending his great mercy to you. If it's a real hard problem, then we need to deal with that. Because a lot of things work in parallel to these spirits of abuse. And what God did, he put the demons on notice. See, they think they've been hiding a long time. No, God has what he says in his word, an appointed time, an appointed day for a certain man and a certain woman in everything. Okay, I feel like you got some relief there, but you need some more. You need some one-on-one ministry. Thank God Jesus already prepares for everything, doesn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. But see, some things he does to make you aware of your problems. Because we live in such a state of denial. But when God makes you aware of the fact that you got a problem, what does he say? Today, harden not your heart, because it's going to get worse. You just need to get free. Not only do you not want them spirits, but you don't want them hindering his flow. Do you think God going to flow through a demon? If you do, you better read your Bible. He ain't going to flow through no demon. He's not going to flow through a demon. He can't. If God can't even look upon sin, how you think he going to flow through your demon to manifest himself on your behalf? No, the demon got to go. And if you're a minister, he definitely ain't going to flow through no demon. I tell you what to do. Think about what God promised you when he first called you into service. And then ask him why you're not experiencing that. Because he ain't going to flow through no demon. Now, he's bringing the hidden works. He's bringing spirits that you don't even, you would have no way of knowing. He stirred something up this morning. It's your responsibility to get free from it. Why? Because God want to bless you. Why? Because God loves you. He loves you with a perfect love to the point that he don't want to see you bound up. All right. I'll see you tomorrow on this 10 line. The Lord say the same. God is a good God. God got a good life for you. God got good things for your spouse. And some of you, he going to restore. You just needed to know what the problem was. Everything is all right, and everything is okay, and I'll see you tomorrow on the deadline.
When I think of my life, I think about all